How you doing? My name is Rudy, and we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. Yeah.
Rudy.
I hear you.
Start the conversation over. That was awesome. Do it again.
Okay. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand.
How you doing?
How you doing? Well,
that
I gotta
awesome,
greet you,
man.
You know. I gotta
I
greet
love
you
it.
First
that was
of
awesome.
All. My name is Rudy, and we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. As I mentioned, your participation is voluntary but important to the success
Rudy,
of this research.
Rudy, where are you from, man?
Oh, actually, I'm from California originally, sir.
What part?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. That accent does not say San Francisco.
North Bay. Yes, sir.
All right,
let me continue here, okay? Let me continue. This is very fast. All I need is your answers. But all of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Rudy, that's a mouthful, man. Are you in a call center? Are you what kind of setup you got going on, man? Talk to me.
Well, you know, we are at a call center, but I'm not at liberty to discuss any specifics. I'm here to read you the questions, and I prefer
read
your
the
answers.
Questions, okay. All right.
As I mentioned, do you, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm somewhat satisfied, Rudy.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you, okay?
Okay.
I'll just spit them out.
Yeah.
Racism and discrimination.
Like a 1.
Okay. Reproductive freedom.
1.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
1.
Okay. Kindergarten through 12th grade. Education.
2.
Okay. Climate change.
3.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
Woo! That's a good one, Rudy. That affects my paycheck, man. I'm going to go to 4.5 on that. 4.5.
4.5. Gotcha. Noted you for 4.5.
4.5 stars.
All right. Criminal justice reform.
Criminal justice reform.
Reform,
I'm going to go with 0 on that. Yeah, 0.
0, okay. Voting rights.
Voting rights. How about making sure everybody can vote as a citizen? Like, if you don't have an ID, you can't vote. That's a good law.
Right.
That's not voting.
Yeah,
that's the opposite of voting rights. That's like, hey... you don't have your ID, you no vote. Bye, bro. What do you call
okay.
that?
We'll get, I don't know. I'm not allowed
zero,
to say
or
no.
0 on voting rights.
0, okay. Democracy.
People have the right to vote.
Democracy.
Oh, how do I feel about democracy? Like a 10. I love democracy.
Okay. Immigration.
Oh, man. Immigration. Whew. Well, I'm going to go with
3.9. Student loan debt.
It's on my radar. It's not important. Student loan debt. I'm going to go to 2.75.
Healthcare.
I'd say like a 1.
Abortion rights. How do you feel about abortion rights?
3.91.
Okay. Crime and violence. Okay.
Point two.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from
0%?
Okay. What is your race?
Let's see. I am a white man.
Excellent.
Hey, I'm not sure. Yourself... What did I turn out to turn on a Democrat?
We're almost...
Which one?
Give me one minute. We're getting there. Do you think of yourself as a male, as a female, or something else?
I'm thinking of myself as a male.
Good. What is the year of your birth?
I do a he, him. But I don't put that shit on my signature. I think that's ridiculous. But
you put that on your ID, huh?
I was a 1980s baby.
1980, what are you thinking? 82,
81, 83? Pick your favorite number, buddy.
I don't know. I can't say. Again, I'm not allowed to say yeah.
I'm not giving you all my data.
This is just general. This is general.
80, general 80, information. We're going to go 85.
Okay, gotcha. All right, we'll say 85. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor in business.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount
zero.
Of power you feel your vote
they're
has zero
do it,
power.
They're all gonna do it anyway. They're all fucking crazy.
Okay, all right. Zero is your vote. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
How much does the black community have to make changes?
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power.
I'm gonna go with a 1.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. I'll spit them out here. Joe Biden.
Oh, man. I love me some Joe.
In the morning is best, I know. But Joe Biden, how do you feel? Very cold and unfavorable? Very warm and unfavorable? Are you neutral?
Joe Biden's fine. He's just like everybody else in Washington.
Give me a number in regards to Joe Biden.
I'll go with a five.
Okay. Democratic Party.
The Democratic primary?
No. Democratic Party.
Oh, 5.
Okay. The Republican Party.
Six 6.9.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Give her 3.0.
Okay. Donald Trump. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, I love him! Man, you just seen him in action. Dude, this guy had an outfit on for
I'm watching.
Days, the brightest blue eyes
I've
ever seen.
I'm watching.
Yeah.
Okay,
man,
how do you feel about him so in
the
scale?
The baby blue eyes, I love him. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, gotcha. All right. I know it's a long way off, but
Cheryl
it's in November.
Hines. She's a mess. You ever met Cheryl Hines?
I have not.
She is a mess.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Blue Eyes, Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
I'd take my man Donald Trump.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
A Republican candidate.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I voted Republican ticket.
For who? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen?
Yeah, man, the Republican ticket all the way down.
That would be Joe Biden?
All the way down. No, he's a Democrat. I voted for Trump.
Okay. Trump, all right. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Whew, I think it's gotten better.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none
votes.
Of them vote? Everyone votes.
Everybody
good.
Votes.
Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. A 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. I'll spit them out. Supreme Court.
I think they did fine. I'm gonna go with a 6.
Okay. Governor Kemp.
He's a moron. I'm gonna go with 4.4.
Okay. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
6.49.
Six. White supremacists.
Do they even exist? Like, what?
I don't know. That's an
that's
option.
That's a great question. So, white supremacists.
You think they certainly prevented
drugs.
Progress? Or they certainly did not prevent progress?
I'm going to go with a 0.
Okay. President Biden.
0. He did not, okay. He did not hinder growth.
Your boy Donald Trump.
I'm going to go with a 0. He did not hinder growth.
Okay. Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
That hindered growth?
Certainly did not prevent progress, or certainly prevented progress, or you're not sure at the middle.
No, they did not prevent progress.
Okay, so what number would you categorize it on a scale?
I don't know, 5. They didn't
okay.
Do it.
Alrighty. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means you are not sure, and 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, and I'll read them out, okay? 14 years
well, buddy,
after the Affordable Care.
You got 15 seconds. I'm running out of rollover minute.
Give me 1 minute here. Give me 1 minute here. We're almost done.
Got to run through
quick.
Be patient.
14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. From 0 to 10, give me a number. Motivational
0.
Or not motivational, okay?
Not
the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers three to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18 through 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. From 0 to 10. Is it motivational
0.
Or not motivational, okay?
Not
we've made strides toward building black power together.
All right, last
while
question, my man.
While there is still
no
significant work ahead, right. It is crucial to recognize the challenge that forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. From 0 to 10, give me a number.
Rudy, how did I score?
Well, we're only 72% in. I'll give you a score at the end.
Man,
we're almost done.
100%. Well, I can't do 100%, man. You got to get quicker on the questions, but okay. I wish you all the best, man. I hope you have a great rest of your day calling folks. I love the introduction. Dude, that was quality. And I wish you all the best, brother.
Thank you for your time, man. You have a good day ahead.
See you, bud. You too.
Yeah.